Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
How about playing golf? Not on Earth, but on the moon. Let's journey back to a time 50 years ago when one astronaut turned the lunar surface into the most unusual golf course ever. Any golfer will tell you how tricky it is to avoid sand traps, but picture Alan Shepard, a NASA astronaut dealing with an entire surface that feels like super fine powder. During the Apollo 14 mission, he took a break to showcase some spacey golf skills for everyone watching from Earth. After his first shot, he excitedly made another. For him, it seemed the ball went forever and ever. Let's dial back to reality for a moment. Thanks to the research by the United States Golf Association, or USGA, we've got some numbers. They found that Alan's first moon ball traveled 24 yards, and his second stretched for 40 yards. Now, how does that compare to the average golf shots back here? In regular gravity, one usually swings to about 216 yards. Just goes to show, while we've upgraded our golf game on Earth with tech and training, the moon's low-gravity playground is a different environment altogether. Now, let's give Alan some props. Moon golf? Not as simple as you might think. His club wasn't one from your local sports store. It was a makeshift one. A moon sample collector with a club head stuck to it. Add to that the bulky spacesuit he had on. Imagine trying to swing wearing an outfit that's as stiff as cardboard. With all that gear, Alan could only muster a one-handed swing. Care to have a similar experience? Well, you might not be able to play golf on the moon anytime soon, but you can give it a shot underwater. Some say the conditions are similar. Here's where it gets even more interesting. The USGA didn't just take Alan's word on where the balls landed. They wanted to investigate. For starters, they used ultra-clear footage of the Apollo 14 mission. They also used some sharp images from NASA's Special Moon Camera, launched in 2009. Using this imagery, they mapped out the journey of those two golf balls. Alan loved his unique golf club so much, he wanted to bring it back home. No big deal, right? Well, you see, in those days, astronauts would leave behind unnecessary items to make space for moon rocks. But not this club. So during the 70s, this interstellar golf club found a new home at the USGA Museum in New Jersey. Unlike regular golf clubs, this one had a twist. It was crafted from aluminum and Teflon. It was built to fold and fit snugly within the tight spaces of the lunar lander.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This whole moon golf idea even pop up? Well, in 1970, golf legend Bob Hope paid a visit to NASA. Inspired by Hope's love for golf, an idea came into Shepard's head: moon golf. To turn his dream into reality, he collaborated with a golf professional and NASA's tech specialist. Together, they crafted a club that met NASA's strict safety norms. But hey, Alan didn't want this to be just a surprise stunt. Remember, traveling to the moon required very strict protocols. They couldn't just randomly have a picnic up there, you know? So, Alan made sure NASA officials agreed with this impromptu game of golf. They were initially skeptical, but eventually gave the green light after Alan passionately laid out his plan. He also promised he'd start playing if everything went smoothly on the mission. Determined to make it perfect, Alan prepped like a champ. The story goes that he'd put on his hefty spacesuit and sneak off to secret spots so he could practice. decades later, he'd still be reflecting on his lunar escapade. He was the only golfer to ever swing on the moon. It's not just golf balls that astronauts left behind on their trips. There were actually a lot of objects left on the moon between 1969 and 1972, the year of the last moon landing. Each time you gaze up at the moon, remember that there's a cute family photo up there, some huge science gadgets, a small statue, a bunch of, well, human waste bags, and yes, some American flags. Years have passed by, and yes, technically those items are still hanging out there, though they've probably seen better days because of the harsh conditions on the moon. Some items had a special place in the astronauts' hearts and were meant to stay on the moon. But hey, leaving some stuff behind also meant they could bring back moon samples. You know the feeling. It's like when you need to make room in your suitcase for souvenirs when you're finishing a vacation. Does NASA have a complete list of things they left on the moon? Well, not really. In fact, one team tried to create a record of some of the items and reached an amazing list of 106 left there from the Apollo 11 mission alone. And that's not counting Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's famous footprints. The largest items at each landing site were mostly the sciencey stuff, like pieces of their lunar module and experiments to study the moon in depth. Then there were some beautiful tokens, like Apollo 11's plaque and a special disc with messages from leaders around the world. Some say the astronauts also took medals to remember some heroic cosmonauts, and they even left a gold olive branch, an age-old symbol of peace. Now, later moon missions had a little more fun, like Alan Shepard did with his golf game. But the award for the most heartwarming moment goes to Charlie Duke. During the Apollo 16 mission, he left a picture of his family up there. It's like he wanted them to be a part of the adventure. Although, a heads up, those photos probably didn't age well because of the moon's high exposure to the sun's radiation. There might just be an art museum up there on our satellite, too. Let me explain. There's this tiny little art piece called the Moon Museum. It's a ceramic chip about the size of your nail, and it was crafted by an artist named Forrest Myers. This tiny object showcases miniature artworks from six talented people. Among them are even the famous Andy Warhol, the same artist known for his iconic soup cans and celebrity portraits. Forrest Myers said he wanted his mini museum to be on the moon, but there was a problem. NASA officials weren't exactly on board with the idea. However, Myers shared with the press that he handed over this art chip to an engineer working on the Apollo 12 mission. According to Myers, this engineer secretly tucked the Moon Museum onto a leg of the lunar lander. In case you haven't figured it out yet, these lunar landers don't come back to Earth after their mission. Take this with a grain of salt, though, as NASA has never confirmed this story. You might wonder, why did they leave all these things? Sometimes it was about making a statement. Other times, it was purely practical. At one point, it was mentioned that during the Apollo 11 mission, for example, a decision needed to be made. The astronauts had to quickly figure out what was essential for their trip back home. They ended up creating a cleanup spot, tossing away things they didn't need anymore. Leaving things behind on the moon isn't that different from how we leave things behind on Earth, just like archaeologists study our ancient leftovers to learn about our ancestors. The stuff on the moon gives us insights about those incredible lunar missions. Some things they left had done their job, like the pole for the flag or the camera they used to broadcast those steps on the moon. Even the tools astronauts used to collect samples were left because they had more precious cargo to bring back. Moon rocks! When it comes to the current state of all these items, scientists are not entirely sure. We do know that NASA's Moon Observer has spotted some of their shadows. They're still up there. The official gear was built to resist, so it might behave a bit better. But those personal items? They've probably seen better days.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.